This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sheikh?
You know, subhanAllah, Sheikh, I heard a story about this sister, may Allah have mercy on her. And she was a very religious sister. MashaAllah, wearing niqab, used to read the Quran every day, and her salah was always prayed on time. But one day, subhanAllah, something just changed. And she stopped praying, stopped reading Quran, and took off her hijab as well. And her parents started thinking to themselves that it's unheard of. We don't know her to be like this. There's something off. So they asked around, discussed the matter with her. She just said that she wasn't feeling too well. And they immediately jumped to the conclusion that they needed a raqi, someone to do ruqya on her, because someone must have done some sihr, something went wrong. That was the only way to explain it. And subhanAllah, they went on with it. One day passed, 1 week passed, a month passed, Ramadan passed, and subhanAllah, her salah is still not prayed on time. And they are still questioning if she was able to get the best of that month itself. But they realize that they missed something eventually. And they usually say that simplicity is the greatest of sophistications. And they didn't realize that maybe that there was something else that they weren't considering. So they asked her, you know, the symptoms, and one of the mashayikh that they'd gone to just said, have you ever been to a doctor? And they said, no. And when they went to the doctor, it was a minor chemical imbalance that they could have easily fixed with one pill.
It just comes to show you, isn't it, that, you know, you have the wrong course for the wrong actions, you get the wrong outcome. And this takes us to another Quranic principle where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا, that approach homes from their doors. The Quranic principle that I just shared with you was revealed in context of pilgrimage and pre-Islamic customs. What pilgrims would do is that they would enter their homes from the rear side of their houses, and they would avoid the front doors, and they considered this as an act of worship and righteousness during pilgrimage. So the Quran corrected this misconception by telling them that this has nothing to do with righteousness, because Allah didn't legislate it. And he said, وَلَيْسَ الْبِرُّ بِأَنْ تَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ اتَّقَى وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا, that it is not righteousness to enter houses from the back, but righteousness is in the one who fears Allah and enter houses from their doors. Now, here's the thing. Although this verse addresses a specific matter, nevertheless, it has far wider application of entering homes from their doors. Sheikh al-Sa'di, he helps us understand. He says that هذه قاعدة من قواعد الشرع. He says that this is one of the principles of Islam. And he says the subtle indication of the verse guides one to choose the easiest pathways and those nearest to the desired destination in every affair. And then he says, whoever works towards a goal approaches it from its correct door and remains resilient will sooner or later attain his goal by the permission of Allah. To help us understand the wider application of this Quranic principle of enter homes from their doors, I will share with you a few examples of this principle in action. First of all, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enter homes from their doors means do not invent acts of worship beyond that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, because houses are to be entered by their doors, and similarly the home of Jannah can only be entered through the door of the prophetic way. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, the famous hadith, whoever invents a matter which does not belong to Islam will have it rejected. And he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is nothing that will bring you closer to paradise, distance you from the fire, except that it has already been explained to you. And I remember when the companion Jabir ibn Abdullah, narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam carrying with him a copy of the Torah, the Old Testament. Ya Rasulullah, hadhihi nuskhatun min at-Tawrah. Messenger of Allah, I have with me a copy of the Torah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained quiet. And Umar, he began to read from it. And the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or its color was changing. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realized this. So he said, ثكلتك الثواكل ما ترى ما بوجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Umar, don't you see the change in the face of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? And Umar radiallahu anhu, he looked up and he said, I seek refuge in Allah from the anger of Allah and the anger of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, we are pleased with Allah as our Lord. We are pleased with Islam as our religion. We are pleased with you, O Prophet of Allah, as our messenger. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I swear by the one who possesses my soul, if Prophet Musa was to appear and you were to follow him and abandon me, you would have gone astray. And he, should he have been alive and should he have met me, he would have followed me. So this was a huge lesson for both Umar, the entire Muslim nation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to nurture a generation that was focused on one source of guidance, seeking inspiration from it and growth from it and dignity from it. So a person who enters houses from their doors recognizes that there is no scope to invent new religious practices within Islam, just as Islam will remain eternally free from the need of human modifications and reformations. So that's one example of entering homes from their doors when it comes to worship. Another example would be the issuing of fatwa, the issuing of Islamic verdicts. A person who puts himself forward as a reference point in Islamic matters must also ensure to enter houses from their homes. What does that mean? It means he or she must have undergone rigorous Islamic training. And this includes, as an example, a strong command of the Arabic language, nahu, grammar, sarf, morphology, balagha, rhetoric, a strong command of tafsir, and particularly the ayat of ahkam, the verses of rulings, understanding al-nasikh wal-mansukh, the abrogated and the abrogator, al-am, the general, al-khas, the specific, al-mujmal, ambivalent, mubayyan, clarified, muhkam, unequivocal, mutashabih, the equivocal, a strong command of hadith, having memorized a substantial amount, able to recognize what is reliable and what is not, being aware of matters of ijma' consensus and khilaf difference, aware of the schools of thought and the differences between them, having a command in usul al-fiqh, Islamic legal theory, qawa'id al-fiqh, fiqh maxims, maqasid al-sharia, the higher objectives of sharia, amidst other prerequisites. Some people assume that all of this can be bypassed simply on the back of an online following that you have, or the label of sheikh that was given to you by maybe the laity of people. No, that shortcut is nothing more than a shortcut to hell, because Allah said approach houses from their doors, and that's not how fatwa is to be approached. A third example of this Quranic principle in application, entering homes from their doors, is identifying the source of problems in your life. When everything seems to be going wrong, this principle of enter houses from their doors helps a person trace the root cause correctly. And in many cases is due to a deficiency that has developed between a person and his Lord, a sin that you've introduced. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, he said that a man complained to me of his hatred towards his wife. He said, but I just can't divorce her because I've got so many debts towards her. But my patience is so limited, and my constant slip of tongue means that I'm always complaining and expressing my hatred to her. What do I do? What did the Imam respond with? He said, هذا لا ينفع وإنما تؤتى البيوت من أبوابها. Doing all of what you just said, it's not going to help you, because houses are to be entered from their doors. In other words, you need to identify the problem to get you to the outcome. He said, therefore, you need to sit with yourself and realize that she has become this way towards you because of your sins. So intensify your repentance. Apologize to your Lord. The Imam then cited an example of a predecessor of ours who, when he was insulted, he fell to the ground. He placed his forehead on the earth and he said, Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhanb alladhi sullita hadha bihi alay. Oh Allah, please forgive the sin of mine that resulted in this man's insult of me. So did you see, this was their approach in dealing with their struggles, with their challenges, with their tests, an immediate gaze into the mirror of introspection to address their blind spots at once and to make an apology to their Lord. These are just a few examples from the many which illustrate that just how physical houses are to be entered from their front doors. Similarly, every other objective, Islamic or otherwise, should be approached from its correct entrance. Therefore, making the achievement of that goal easiest, quickest, and most importantly pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the right people need to be tracked down, the correct questions need to be asked, and at a time when all doors are open for us, be careful. Huge patience is required when searching for the correct ones.
وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا